TED Audio Collective. This is TED Health. I'm your host, Dr. Shoshana Ungerleiter. In recent years, it seems like wearable health technology has really made its way into every aspect of our lives. Feels like everyone I know has a smartwatch or a fitness tracker. In her TED Monterey 2021 talk, healthcare technology entrepreneur Alicia Chong Rodriguez introduces us to a new idea, a smart bra that collects data on heart rate and rhythm, temperature, and even breathing. Hear how this undergarment not only tracks symptoms, but could be turned into an actual lifesaver while closing the data gaps on women's health. This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here because you like to keep a pulse on fitness trends. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in active lifestyle, healthy eating, wearable tech, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas that you believe in. Schwab's research process uncovers emerging trends. Then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme as is or customize to better fit your investing goals, all in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and welcome to the 7th series of my BBC Radio 4 podcast, Just One Thing. In each episode, I'll explore one quick, simple, scientifically proven thing you can do to benefit your health, well-being, and life, like volunteering to boost your immune system. So, to benefit your brain and body in ways you might not expect, listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I am proudly named Alicia after my grandma. She dedicated her life to women's health as an obstetrician in a time when women were rarely allowed to obtain medical degrees. We lost her to a heart attack when I was 13 years old. When one of my co-founders, Monica, was 12, she was waiting at school for her mom to pick her up. Only that didn't happen because her mom, a 44-year-old physician, had suddenly passed away from a stroke. Unfortunately, our stories are common. Heart disease and stroke are the leading causes of death and disability worldwide. And for women, it is not only harder to recognize, diagnose, and treat, but after a heart attack or a stroke, women also face higher mortality. There are about 44 million women living in the US with heart disease. And the incidences for women under 65 are on a rise. So what's going on? The answer lies at the intersection of two areas, data and medical devices. Let's look at data first, or the lack of it. When I was doing cardiovascular research at MIT, I had access to huge data sets, realizing that women were one of the largest subgroups underrepresented was eye-opening. In fact, women were basically excluded from cardiovascular clinical trials until the NIH mandated inclusion in 1993. This is why existing technologies and therapies often fall short, because most of them have been designed using data primarily from male animals and men. And as artificial intelligence helps turbocharge digital health, there's a danger that algorithms mostly trained with male data and biases will actually perpetuate the problem. Next, let's look at medical devices. The one-type-fits-all approach doesn't even take into account the fact that heart disease and stroke can present differently in women. Way too often, female thresholds are not programmed, smaller arteries cannot be visualized, and poor clinical grade monitoring systems cannot accommodate to different body shapes or her stages in life. In the 1800s, Amelia Bloomer led a movement against damaging corsets towards more comfortable and useful garments for women. She inspired us to think, what if we could solve both the data and the device challenge by using a garment that most women already wear daily? What if a garment designed to support women could also augment her health? Our idea is to turn the everyday bra into an actual lifesaver. And this is how we're doing it. This is our augmented garment platform. It gives women the ability to continuously and remotely acquire physiological data. By wearing this bra, women can view insights and patterns and keep an automated journal in her phone, giving her a simple way to tag symptoms and collect life-saving data to share with her doctor for early detection and targeted management. It can even track the safety and efficacy of certain therapies. We've built medical-grade textile sensors that can adapt to multiple bra styles and sizes for continuous, reliable, and repeatable data all around her torso and her heart. We can track heart rhythm, breathing, temperature, posture, and movement. And by applying algorithms, we can use this data to decode symptoms, articulate arrhythmia triggers, and generate personalized digital biomarkers. Unlike traditional biomarkers like blood that take a snapshot in time, digital biomarkers work more like a video, using data collected over time to explain, influence, and even predict health outcomes. They have the potential to enable care immediately. No more wait time for results. She has the data available when she needs it the most. With medical-grade technology as easy as wearing a bra, we could catch up, close the data gap, enable easier participation in clinical trials, and bring women's healthcare into the 21st century. The more women that wear this augmented bra, the faster we can create a truly meaningful and inclusive data set on women's health. Collectively, this data can enable breakthroughs in digital diagnostics and therapeutics to solve some of the biggest healthcare challenges humanity faces today. With our unique biological data, our ability to gather more and more of it, and our ability to learn from it using AI, the dream of making medicine without bias and truly personal can be achieved. And that, of course, benefits all of us. Thank you.
You're growing a business, and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate, no coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.